Guys, what's going on? My name is Lewis, and God bless every single one of you. Today is March 27, 2024, and welcome to the Grand Spree News Channel. Alright guys, so we have some urgent information coming out. If you can, please share this video. And it says here, law enforcement warns that these monsters are coming for your debit cards and will go to great length to avoid getting caught. Guys, it's very, very important, and I'm going to keep saying this. I've been saying it for a very long time. You need to have cash in hand, all right? Because your debit card, let's say you go to a gas station, 7-Eleven, ATM machine, anywhere that, swipe your card, they found a way to go into your account. It's very, very important that people start having cash in hand. So they are sounding the alarm. This is a big breaking news red alert. If you can, please share this video. I'm using this picture because I don't want to show the face of the individual because the platform is really, really, really strict. So I'm going to share this article in my Twitter page. And we're going to see what's going on here, guys. Give me a second here. Let me pull this up really quick. Give me one second. I want to pull this up really quick. Okay, so you have lawlessness crossed the sudden with high-tech skimmers. They drain sleeping giant bank accounts. Wow. They are coming from other regions, and boy, oh boy. Wow. They are making a lot of ching ching. Again, stuff like this happens in their land. When they come here, it's like gold. It's like gold to them. They love it. They found a way to be very, very rich, very, very quick. Now, it's very important that people start preparing themselves. Guys, if you hear sound in the background, I truly apologize. It's kind of raining. And my studio room, it doesn't have the best wall. My studio room has, like, the open shades, the windows. So, it's raining really hard. So, I truly apologize if I'm kind of raising my voice a little bit here. Alright, so it says here, you have a prosecutor in Cali say that certain groups have given a new look to an old scam debit card skimming by placing devices, to take info on self-checkout machines in grocery stores. This is not a shocking info because I seen a video about a year, 2 years ago that if you go to like one of these convenience store and if you feel like the machine, you know, the machine that you put your debit card, if you feel like it's loose, you may want to run away and never come back to that place. Machines should not be loose. All right, because underneath that machine, they have another device in there that is scanning your card, and you put your info, you give them access for them to go into your account. So it's very important that people have cash in hand in these tough times. Once again, it says here you have debit card skimmers have long been problematic at gas station and ATMs. Now, a highly organized network of lawlessness is branching out. This will lead towards the mark. All right? Everything's going to be, again, transformed, the system and everything. Because we are seeing lawlessness and we are seeing all this is just being the problem. It says here it's problematic. It's something that's hard to stop. So they have many sitting outside a Walmart or a Target, and it looks like they're panhandling. Those are the stores that it seems like it's the big ones. Walmart or a Target. Wow. Sometimes they have a couple of young ones. Yeah. They do that in their land. I remember when I went to South America. Yeah, they use young ones for these type of stuff. Because the young ones are like innocent. You know, they're not going to go after young ones like that. They go after, you know, the monsters and all that. So it says here, and they are actually using Bluetooth technology that's connected to the skimmers inside the stores. So it's like a 2-for-1 getting cash that people give them and, you know what, the numbers of the skimmers. So a lot of them, they be out there in Walmart and Target. And you know what I noticed too? Here in the state of Florida, I don't know if it's happening in your state, but yeah, when we go to Target, you know, we buy our stuff. You know, we went there yesterday, bought some birthday supplies. Tomorrow's my daughter's birthday. She turns 9. I'm thinking about taking a day off tomorrow. But yeah, we realized once we left the store, exiting the parking lot, there was this lady. And this lady, again, you could tell she was not homeless. Man, she looks like, I mean, she has clean clothes and everything. She was holding a sign saying, please, this and this and this. And then if you go to like 4 blocks down to Walmart, they have another individual. You could tell it's not even homeless. I mean, it's just one of those, you know, scammers. I mean, they look like very professional people. You could tell from scammers to a homeless. I mean, homeless, you could tell when you see a homeless, you know that they are struggling. This one here, it was a whole different ballgame. So it says here. So once again, they have people sitting outside a Walmart or a Target. All right. Sometimes they have a couple of young ones do the job. And they do this using Bluetooth technology. Unbelievable. They're here. They are here. Let them in. They are angels. They don't do nothing. They're just looking for, you know, a better place, a better life. Yeah, well, they found a way and they have a better life, but Sleeping Giant's being robbed. So it says here, you have video obtained by the Blue Department shows suspect can place a skimmer over the checkout's credit card swipe in just seconds. And they look almost exactly like the real thing. The Blue Department toggle on a credit card swipe before inserting your card. If it wobbles or comes off, it's fake. You know, I'm a type of person that if that happens to me and I realize that it's fake, I'll probably look at the person and then I'll look at the machine. I'll probably punch that machine and just, yeah, and they call the COPS and say, yeah, he's been scamming. Because one thing I tell you guys, this is a... Again, stealing, thief, that is not good. All right, stealing is bad. You shouldn't steal. It's very bad. Scripture tells us you should not steal. So, again, when it comes to that, if I see a machine like that, that machine is going to be gone. So, I know I shouldn't talk like this, but again, I have a righteous anger. I just, you know, when it comes to these lawlessness, it's just terrible. I mean, you gotta stop. Authorities say they already busted dozens of suspects, most of them with ties to organized Womanyong. Man. Like, come on, Lewis, let them in. They're good. And despite large busts in December and January of dozens of suspects in a sleeping giant in Europe and other lands, where they are teaming up. They are teaming up with them? Wow. In tourist hotspots like Tulum, and thefts are increasing as thieves double down on their efforts, authorities said. They could be ranking in up to $9 million a month. Much of it at taxpayer expense. $9 million a month. Oh, man. $9 million. Dollars a month. That's $108 million a year. And with that money, they're going to use it to build an army. Wow. I never seen anything like this. Once again, they could be ranking in up to $9 million a month. Oh, that's nice. This man is driving a nice, beautiful Audi. Very, very, very expensive Audi. Very expensive Audi. I'm not going to show the picture, guys. I'm just going to go update just a little bit because I can't even show that part. I can show that one. So, yeah, look at that. An Audi. Yeah. And meanwhile, here, we the sleeping giant. We work hard. So we could come home and just have only 5 cents. Because Mr. Burns and his inflation has really, really messed up the sleeping giant. Meanwhile, these new ones come in and... Wow. Once again, the scammers, which can target EBT. Wow. Users as well have allegedly drained accounts the moment that the state releases monthly payment. According to Orange County District Attorney Mr. Todd's office, which announced a major crackdown on such lawlessness earlier this year. As a result, more than $100 million worth of, you know what, program on their recipients. Wow. 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 Once again, these group are single. The victims are single mothers struggling to put a roof over their young ones' heads and food on the table, and hardworking people who need a helping hand who find themselves standing at the checkout line with bags full of groceries, only to be humiliated when they find that they have no ching-ching in their account because lawlessness has done their thing. It's taken them from them. Meanwhile, the lawlessness are using this money to fund, organize, to buy cars worth hundreds of thousands of dollars and to lead a life of luxury that the true recipients can only dream about. I want to thank Mr. Burns, the sleeping giant leader. Thank you, Mr. Burns. Thank you for for transforming the sleeping giant and destroying the sleeping giant citizens' lives. Thank you. Unbelievable. And guess what? Sleeping giant's still gonna go for him. Why? Don't know. It's like in these end times, many will be confused. Wow. On top of that, the Paris Southern region gives these lawlessness a steady supply of new muscle, while a combination of lax bail policy and incomplete lawlessness records allow members to cut off their ankle monitors and flee if they get cuffed. Wow. There is a lot of information on this one. You wouldn't believe it. They have, look at this electronic stuff. Wow. Thousands of lawlessness suspected to be tied to organized Romanian lawlessness have been identified to be in the Sleeping Giant, with a large portion of them entering the Sleeping Giant, mainly through the Sudden. I can't show a lot of these pictures, but this link will be in my Twitter page if you guys want to check out the pictures. A group of Sudden Cali counties, including Orange, Riverside, LA, and Santa Barbara, has been about 15% of the Romaine you-know-who lawlessness activity within the Sleeping Giant. In addition to sending, man, stolen ching-ching by this group to fund lifestyle and European sports cars. Wow. They join forces with this group. Rest in peace to your beloved Sleeping Giant. That's it. It's been handed over to them. The reason why all this is happening, because once again, guys, many has walked away from the church. And the Sleeping Giant has been given up to foreigners. It's been given up. It says here, many of them even flaunt their ill-gotten gains on this platform, including a 14 young one suspect who the Blue captured driving a $250,000 sports car and wearing a Rolex. Wow. Oh, man. You know, guys, I'd rather be poor in this world. I'd rather be poor. All these things of the world is just going to deceive many and bring too much pride, and then you will fall away from God. I'd rather be poor. 39 years old was caught in January after the Blue watched him make multiple, ATM machines, Walmart, Targets. They caught him with 4 Visa gift cards that had been reprogrammed into clones of 4 different victim debit cards. I'm going to skip the rest of this here, guys. But, you get the picture. You may want to start using cash. I'm going old school. I am. This new future stuff, I don't know. I don't feel safe. You know, when it comes to, my phone, like, using my phone to pay for stuff, it just, so it's going to come to a point that, I'm just going to put everything in safe. It's a lot better. And when you see, like, stores, it's like, oops, you know, we don't accept cash, go somewhere else and say, well, you know, I take my business somewhere else. I take my business somewhere else. You know, there's a pizzeria spot where I live at, and that pizzeria spot has a sign, we only take cash. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. So we're going to go there and eat. Forget about Chinese food. So, yeah, but yeah, just be aware and be prepared. They're out there. They love Target, Walmart, convenience store. So please, you know, when it comes to the food stuff, again, make sure you kind of, you know, check the machine. If they, you know, if they say, hey, what's going on? No, man, I see there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, I just want to make sure this is real, all right? And I've seen you. I know your face. So, you know, it, I mean, just in case you guys are doing this type of stuff, I will call the COPS. So, I mean, sometimes you got to put your foot down. $9 million a month driving luxury cars. Yeah. It's happening. The new ones coming in, and they bringing their lawless experience on how to get easy ching ching. They are getting rich. We don't act like that. We don't think like that because we are more humble. We work. We don't take away from others. That's not in our heart. You know, again, those who do good in life, those Christ believers and good people. I mean, again, we don't do that type of stuff. But again, guys, please share this video. It's very important. They are out there. And man, they are making a lot of, you know what. Thank you so much for watching. Again, for those of you that want to give life to Christ, you can email me. My email is in the description box. Me and my wife are here to help many and to lead many to the righteous path. And that's the path of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For those of you that want to send us letters or prayer requests, you can send it to me, Luis Santiago, or my wife, Jessica Santiago, at 3432 U.S. Highway 19, number 2, Holiday, Florida, 34691. Once again, guys, $1 a month Patreon. We get you access to our live stream every Sunday. We talk about things that we cannot talk about on the platform. Also, I posted videos today. Those links will be in the comments box. Thank you so much for watching. God bless you all. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, for he's the only way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father but through Jesus. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, later. Peace.